soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on May 19, 2016. Recent days, and as I've read through the Gospels, particularly Matthew, I open my heart, open my Bible, open my spirit. I want to hear from the Lord. I've got to hear from the Lord. And this is the most paramount thing, ladies and gentlemen. Don't make the mistake to be rotely reading through the Word of God. It's not a mental exercise. The words of the Lord are living, powerful, and sharper than any sword. And it cuts asunder to the joint and the marrow and the soul and the spirit. And it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The Scriptures are a blessing from the Lord. They're settled forever in the heavens. They cannot be added to or subtracted or diminished, but it'll absolutely, completely be fulfilled. But there's a lot involved here, and it has to do with our heart, our spirit. Jesus urged in Mark chapter 4, take heed, be very careful, beware. Give attention to the degree, the measure that you hear, because with the same measure that you give, it will be given to you. The Lord said, nothing is given to a man unless it's given from above. You better be obedient to the Lord. You better be teachable. You better be really desiring to hear from the Master. Is he your Master? Is he your Lord in truth or in word? Is he indeed your Lord, your Master, in reality? Because you can only fool yourself. You'll never, ever fool the Lord. There's been men that have been steeped in religion. There's nothing new under the sun. It's the same game. It's big business. And they have the same tools of guile and deceit and cunning craftiness. And they twist the word of the Lord, and their motivation is not right. They've not known the Lord, or even those that once knew the Lord have forsaken the Lord and gone back into darkness because they did not take heed to with what measure they would hear. And because when they shut off the Lord, when they didn't want to hear his voice anymore, they don't hear his voice anymore. And that's why they're empty. That's why they're trees plucked up by the root, twice dead, without fruit. They're like winds that blow, but there's no rain. Ladies and gentlemen, stop and listen to the Lord. Seek his face. The clock is ticking. The time is at hand. The day of the Lord is coming. Draws near. And you better be ready. You better be with your conscience pure before the Lord. Looking for him. Because he's either coming with salvation to save his children, his sheep and his lambs. Or he's going to bring great wrath. Scattering blood all over his white righteous garments. Revelation 19:19. The Lord is absolutely truthful, higher than the heavens. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. I've got to ask you, what do you think about Jesus, ladies and gentlemen? Do you give much attention to what he says? Do you think much about what he has said? Or do you cast his words behind you? Woe unto those that have hypocritically served the Lord. And there's many scriptures I'm going to share today because the fear of the Lord is coming into the earth. And you're going to bow the knee and your tongue is going to confess that Jesus is the Lord to the glory of God the Father. Because this Jesus is the image of God. He is the only begotten Son, and he's been ordained by the Father to bring eternal life. He bore in his own flesh. He came in the likeness of sinful flesh to condemn sin. And you can come unto Jesus, learn of him, find him, hear him, and be taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. It's not about religion. And it's certainly not about going to church. There's no such thing. You'll never find it in the scripture. There's an assembly of the Lord where two or three or more are gathered in the name of Jesus. There he is. And as God always was looking to meet with his people, but when the people went into the rote mode of operandi of religion in hypocrisy, worshiping other gods, doing their celebrations, offering to God sacrifices he did not ordain, even as Cain offering out of the earth. God had no respect for Cain or his offering. God has respect for Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son. That is how you offer sacrifice acceptable to the Father, God Almighty, through his Son, Jesus Christ. We are to come unto him, pick up our cross, deny ourselves, and follow him. It's so simple. Unless you be as a child, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. What do you think about Jesus? What do you think about what his word says? Do you hear his voice today? Repent if you've not. Humble yourself before the Lord. Seek his face. He will pardon. Jesus was saying in Matthew 13:24 and following, he was teaching in a parable, giving a great illustration, speaking before a crowd of people. Most of those people came out to hear Jesus, but they'd never make it into the eternal kingdom for many different reasons. Do you know why? Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up, he brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? From whence does these tares come? And he said unto them, an enemy has done this. The servant said unto him, will you that we go and gather them up? But he said, no, lest while you gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest, and in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Why does the Lord speak in parables? He's explained it. It's hidden from the them, but it's revealed unto babes. It's given unto the babes, the ones that humble themselves as children, teachable, respectful, in awe of their Father and of their Lord. And they receive understanding. They receive instruction because the shepherd cares for his sheep. And he teaches them, and he feeds them, and he leads them beside still waters, and makes them lay down in green pastures. The enemy has done a work, ladies and gentlemen, in the religious land. He did a work in Israel, in Judah, in the religious system of that day. In the ancients, the stories are told where God raised up Shiloh only to write Ichabod. His glory departed because they went through religious formats. And Jesus came unto his own, and his own received him not. He came speaking, the doctrine was not of Jesus, it was of the Father, that he was taught what to say and what to do. And he always did that which was pleasing before his Father, and this is our example. Jesus was constantly at battle with his enemies, his adversaries, the rulers of the synagogues, those in charge of the religious system. There were very few Pharisees and scribes or elders of all the religion in the land of Israel that would receive instruction. There was one that was named Nicodemus that came unto Jesus at night. And the Lord told him, you've got to be born again. You've got to be born from above, or you will never see the kingdom of heaven. Paul an apostle of Jesus Christ, was a rabbi of rabbis, a Pharisee. He was taught in all the school of the abomination religious system of that day. That Jesus is outlined in Matthew 23 and all throughout the Gospels. The thieves, the robbers, the strangers, the hirelings, the rulers, the archons. But Jesus said to his disciples, in his kingdom is where people are submitted from their heart. That's where the kingdom of God is. It doesn't come with observation. It's not here. It's not there. This is in Luke chapter 17. It's in where people submit to the lordship of Jesus. That's where you see the power of God. That's where you see the kingdom of God in operation. Not in the land of religious system. Jesus would go into the synagogues and even in the temple, and he would reveal the Father by speaking the words of the Father and moving in the power of the Spirit, because he did only that which he saw his Father doing. He confounded the religious system over and over and over. And the same is true today. In the book of Acts, we see Paul. He was converted. He met Jesus. After Jesus was glorified and resurrected, Paul was persecuting Christians, ravaging them, thinking he was doing God's service. And Jesus revealed himself to Paul. And Paul met the terror of the Lord. And he repented and was taught by Jesus, as we all should, as is written in Ephesians 4:21 and following. Jesus is the Lord. He's the master. And there's gifts of Christ that are given to men that are disciples, that are following Jesus, that are continuing in his word and doing what he says. Paul became an example. And Paul laid it out, what that example is. Ladies and gentlemen, these things are ominous in this day. Romans 9:6 and following. Not as though the word of God had taken no effect, for they are not all Israel which are of Israel, neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. That is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. Things are a lot different in the scripture than they are in religious land, the churches, the church system. What do you think about Jesus? Is he not the Lord? Is he not the master of the house? Is he not the head of the body of Christ? What has man done but set up popes, priests, or pastors? Men with titles, men that are professional, hired hands, hirelings, which Jesus chided in John chapter 10. And what happens? That system will lead you astray every time, because they do not continue in the word of the Lord. They are not disciples, and they are making disciples unto themselves and not disciples unto Jesus. And all this was forewarned by the many men that knew the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul himself in Acts 20 explained this. After his departure, grievous men, grievous wolves would come in, not sparing the flock. And other men would rise up from among the religious peoples, making disciples after themselves, teaching things that they ought not. But Paul would work with his hands. He didn't covet gold or silver or any man's apparel, but he worked with his hands. And in 1 Thessalonians 2 and in 2 Thessalonians 3, it's a commandment in the name of Jesus Christ to walk in the example of Paul. Yet the religious system, the men that set themselves up over the people as overlords and as masters, denying the words of Jesus in Matthew 23, 6 through 12, in Mark 10, 42 through 45, but they'll say, follow me. No, you should follow Jesus. You should listen to what he says. You should read his word, and whatever he says, do it. That's what Mary, his mother, said. Well said, Mary. And others said the same thing. They realized Jesus was marveled, amazed at the great faith of a centurion, a Roman centurion, who needed his daughter to be healed and asked Jesus to heal his daughter because the man believed, but he knew the authority and delegation of authority and how it worked. That he himself was a man under authority, and he would speak and tell things to happen, and men would follow through because he had authority. He understood the delegation of authority, and he was thus acknowledging Jesus' authority under the Father. He was indeed the Messiah. That's how it works. Jesus said in John 9:39 and following, and Jesus said, "For judgment I am come into this world, that they which see might see, that see not might see, and that they which see might be made blind." You don't hear that very much. But Jesus had just healed a man that was blind from his birth, and he was opposed by the religious leaders, the Pharisees and the scribes, finding fault, seeking to, in the councils, to destroy Jesus, because Jesus would speak the truth. And he'd confound their hypocrisy and their lack of judgment, their lack of mercy, their lack of goodness, their doctrine was backwards. But Jesus says, "I don't condemn you. I'm bringing the right way. I am the way," is what Jesus said. "I am the truth. I am the life." And he'd say, "Come follow me." Watch the reaction over and over of the Pharisees and the scribes. People so stubborn, they're going to do it their way regardless. They'd argue with Jesus. And some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words and said unto him, "Are we blind also?" Jesus said unto them, "If you were blind, you should have no sin. But now you say, 'We see,' therefore your sin remains." John 8, story when Jesus... He went unto the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple. And all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. What a beautiful picture. This is your calling. This is the Spirit's call to us, to sit before the Lord, to be taught of the Lord, to listen to his voice and change, adapt, conform, to walk with him. We believe it's not enough to believe. You better continue in his word and be his disciple indeed. There's a lot of people that don't follow the Lord, but they'll say they're leaders. They'll say they're elders, but they're not. They don't know Jesus. They're known by their fruit. And these men opposed Jesus by their false doctrine. Was a giant mountain in front of them. And they would stumble over the faith. They would stumble being disobedient to the teachings of the Lord. What do you think of Jesus? In Luke 9:44, "Let these sayings sink down into your ears. For the Son of Man shall be delivered into the hands of men." But they understood not this saying, and it was hid from them, that they perceived it not, and they feared to ask him of that saying. Ladies and gentlemen, the heart. You have ears and you hear, but you don't understand. You have eyes and you see, but you don't perceive. You don't understand. You're very shallow. You've got to ask the Lord to see. You've got to ask the Lord for understanding. Read through the Proverbs. Receive instruction. Cry out for it. Apply it. Look for it daily. Get wisdom. Get knowledge. Get understanding. Receive instruction. It's your heart. Many things the Lord would say unto us, the people, or without a shepherd. Yet they have religious leaders that don't know the Lord. The leaven is taught. The leaven is practiced. And it affects those that are in the midst. That's why we're told, take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, their false doctrine, their hypocrisy. They're really skilled using the scripts. They're really skilled. They've got it all thought out. They're trained in special schools called theology schools. That's offensive to you, but the teaching of the Lord is through the Holy Spirit. It's through the Lord. Why do you think Paul was taught by the Lord? And he makes it clear that he did not confer with flesh and blood, but he was taught by Jesus. And when he met other men that had done the same thing, they all saw eye to eye. The problems that came about was because of motive. Ladies and gentlemen, these are grievous things. Listen, Matthew 10, 12 and following. And when you come into a house, salute it. And if the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it not be worthy, let your peace return to you. Is that interesting to you? And whoever will not receive you, nor hear your words, when you depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Jesus said in verse 16, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men. They will deliver you up to the councils, and they shall scourge you in their synagogues. Synagogue is a place of worship. And you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. This is what's happened in the past. And this is what has happened through church history. This is what shall happen in the end of the age, as this age comes to conclusion. The Lord will send his true disciples, his servants, his lambs, to be a testimony before the political forces, kings, governors, leaders, as a testimony against them. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak. That's an instruction from Jesus. Don't figure it all out on your head. Don't rely on your carnal, natural, religious experience to have it all thought out what you're going to do and say. But be as Jesus. Speak by the unction of the Holy One. Speak as that which is taught by the Lord himself. He'll show you what he once said, because that's what an ambassador does. That's what we are, is couriers. We go in the authority of the name of Jesus Christ, and we do what he tells us to do. We say what he tells us to say, not loving our life unto the death. It is not you that speaks, but the Spirit of your Father which speaks in you. And Jesus speaks about being hated of all men for his name's sake. But he that endures to the end shall be saved. And when they persecute you in this city, flee ye into another. For I say unto you, you shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come. The disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. And it's enough for the disciple that he be as his master, and the servant as his Lord. And if they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? You better get ready for the abuse, because they abused Jesus. They hated him. They despised him. They conspired to kill him, and they did. Execute Jesus. Fear them not, therefore, for there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be made known. And what I tell you in darkness, Jesus said, that speak ye in light, and what you hear in the ear, that proclaim ye upon the housetops. That's our calling in this last day, ladies and gentlemen. Don't fear those that can kill the body. Oh, because they will. But they're not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Read these things. That's the point of this message. In Matthew 11:20, then began he to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not. Jesus ministered healings, miracles, casting out demons, raising the dead, having mercy in teaching and instruction, confounding the wicked religion, but they didn't repent. Woe unto you, Chorazin! Woe unto you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the day of judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, listen to this, which are exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down to hell, Hades. For if the mighty works which have been done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for you. Ladies and gentlemen, fear the Lord, because what you're going to see is this debasing, the casting down of things that have exalted themselves up into the heavens. For the Lord says he will cast them down to Hades. And that is a long way to fall. And the mighty shall fall, ladies and gentlemen. Whether it's the mighty men, the rich men, the leaders of nations that have conspired against the Lord and his Christ and his servants, his people. The United States of America. You're going to see completely confounded by the Lord as Babylon sat in the dust. Alas, that great nation. In Isaiah 5, I will sing to my beloved a song of my beloved touching his vineyard. My beloved has a vineyard in a very fruitful hill. And he fenced it, and gathered out the stones thereof, and planted it with the choicest vine, and built a tower in the midst of it, and also made a winepress therein. And he looked that it would bring forth grapes, and it brought forth wild grapes. And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem, and men of Judah, judge, I pray you, between me and my vineyard. What could have been done more to my vineyard that I haven't done in it? Wherefore, when I looked, should it bring forth grapes, that it brought forth wild grapes. And now go to, I tell you, that what I will do to my vineyard, this is what the Lord prophesied in Isaiah 5. I will take away the hedge thereof, and it shall be eaten up, and break down the wall thereof, and it shall be trodden down. And I will lay it waste. It shall not be pruned nor digged, but there shall be come up briers and thorns, and will also command the clouds that they not rain, no rain upon it. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah his pleasant plant. And he looked for judgment, behold, oppression. For righteousness, but behold, a cry. Woe unto them that join house to house, that they lay field to field, till there be no place, that they may be placed alone in the midst of the earth. In my ear, says the Lord of hosts, of a truth, many houses shall be desolate, even great and fair, without inhabitant. These are the things that the Lord has taught. He gave us the Word of God. He gave us the Holy Spirit. He gave us grace and mercy and truth. He taught us. He spoke to us. He called us to be free. But men love darkness rather than the light. And this is the great, great condemnation, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to seek the Lord, to hear his voice, do what he says, and it'll be well with you. But woe unto those that do not. This has been a production of RealtyReportNetwork.com with Trevor Davis.
We hope you find this broadcast helpful. To contact Trevor Davis, go to RealtyReportNetwork.com or call 866-536-4605.